Halacha Beis, al pi hamavura b'soif maimar vayhimi keitz hamadaber mizikorim ayin shom. This halacha is going to be based on what Rabbeinu Zal discusses at the end, towards the end of chapter 54 in Likut Imran, which speaks about remembering, remembrance. Study that chapter. Shafilu kishenishmar bebechinas ra'ayin. Rabbeinu Zal says there that one of the things that can harm a person's memory is ra'ayin, an evil eye, when a person looks negative at everything. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that even a person who guards himself from the evil eye, tzorichoid lishmor atzmoim mebechinas hamedame, they still have to watch out for something else, for another problem, which is medame. Shehu ruach habehemius, which is an animalistic spirit. Medame means fantasy, fantasizing, dreaming, making improper comparisons. In other words, a person looking at something and thinking it's real when it's not real. It's a dream or it's a fantasy. That's all. The word medame is an umbrella term that means many different things. V'zeh ha-medame mechazer tomid lishkoin al pi shoyna halochos v'chulu ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that this problem called medame, where people confuse fantasy and reality, this problem of dimyoinos medame tries to attach itself most to people who are learning halacha. Because in the study of halacha, as we've mentioned many times, in the Shulchan Aruch, they can only give you samples or examples of scenarios that you're going to run into life. You know, we have to make a decision. Am I allowed to do this? Not allowed to do this. A person learning Shulchan Aruch must have a koyach hamedame, must have an incredible ability to analyze things accurately and to know this is similar to that. And that looks similar to this, but it's not. You can have two things. Again, you can have a diamond ring that costs $385,000, and you can have another ring right next to it that looks almost identical, that doesn't even cost $385, you know, because it's not a diamond. It's an imitation. It's a certain kind of things, you know. So we know that in this world that we're living in this Olam HaSheker, this medame is a very delicate thing. It can go either way. The whole concept of really applying knowledge correctly requires medame, requires learning certain skills. You go to school for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. They teach you a lot. They don't teach you everything. Nobody can teach you everything. Nobody can teach you all the different scenarios you're going to come into contact with. If you're a smart, intelligent, good person, you're going to have to take the scenario that comes at you and you're going to have to see, let me see now, this situation I'm in now, what could I compare it to that I studied in school at this and this time when they told me that this and this is good, this is a good thing to do, or this and this is a terrible thing to do? Which category, is this an A or a Z? You know, which is this? So in the limud of halacha, that's where a person really needs a birur hamedame. He needs this incredible clarity, this ability to look at things really properly and understand them properly and thereby know what things are similar, what things are the same, and which things, even though they might appear to the layman, to the unexperienced eye, they might appear similar, they're as different as night and day. You see two people, you see a Jew on Friday night coming into his house, sitting with his family, and you see him glowing, you see that smile on his face, that you know, incredible look. And then Lahavdil, you see another guy in his house who just stuck himself with a needle, with one of those things that you put into your body, whether it's heroin or ecstasy or this, that, and you see him having a glow on his face, and you don't know that this is a one-way ticket to death, to the cemetery, and the other guy is experiencing life to its fullest, you know, spiritual life to the fullest, you know. Ubishvil zeh, and for this reason, kishemechatshen eze dovor, when a person comes up with a new revelation, a new idea, a new concept in halacha, in Torah, hu inyan noa v'yofa. It looks beautiful. You know, it's something that people are impressed with usually. And however, Rabbeinu Zal says that you have to be careful to see where it's coming from. Is it coming from a good medame or an unhealthy medame? V'tzorech lehachnia hamedame, a Jew has to work on subduing, defeating the medame in this context being the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, who's also offering a good life, a great life, happy, his version of happiness. V'lizkois lebechinas avadigdusha. And a Jew has to strive to be zeichet to a holy love, to a pure, a healthy love, not the avos that the other side is offering. Bechinas kohen, which is associated with the kohen, who is chesed, who is ava. Bechinas v'komatz ha-kohen. As the pasuk says that the kmitza, the kohen was the one who did the kmitza of the korb mincha. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran chapter 54, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very well, and that'll give you a sound foundation and introduction to this halacha, to what Rav Nosson Zal wants to present. V'ze b'chinas reishis hagez. Based on this introduction, we'll be able to understand this mitzvah of reishis hagez, shetzrichim litein lakohen, where the first shearings of wool from the sheep have to be given to the kohen. Ki gizas hatzoin hu remez al b'chinas halochis. Because just like we mentioned in the previous halacha, the shearing of wool from a sheep is the same concept of this as the study of halacha. As the Gemara says, al posuk ucheroche lefnei goizeseho, like a sheep, before it's those who are shearing it, shegoizesin mimeno halochos. The Gemara says, so too, the Torah Shebal Peh that we have, the rabbis are constantly standing there with their shears, and they're shearing off halochos. They're deriving new halochos from the Torah, from the Gemara, from the Torah. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, Kivosim lilvushecha, that from the sheep that you make your garments. And again, we're talking here about the holy garments of the Talmud Chacham, the Chalukah de Rabbanon, which are the halachas that they learn. We said the halachas are the malchus, the garments. Ki gizas hatzoin nasim imena levushim, because from the wool that's shorn off the sheep, we make garments. Those garments are similar to the garments that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks, that the Sforim speak about, the garment, the holy garment of a Talmud Chacham, which is made from his Chidushe Torah, from the new revelations in Torah that a rabbi learns. Those are his garments. Bechinas kevosim lelvushech, kama shadosh razal. V'alkein tzrichim lishmor es hagiza, shu b'chinas halochis, b'chinas chidush nanal, mib'chinas koyach hamedame, shehu shoyre tomid al pishan halochis. Now that we're comparing these shearings of wool to the halochis, just like Rabbeinu Zal said there on Likutei Moran, that those who learn halocha have to be careful. They're in danger. They're dealing with medame. They're dealing with the ability to compare different things to each other. And therefore the Yetzirah tries to jump on the bandwagon and give them a medama of the Sitra Achra, to give them to mess up their ability to see things properly, to make all kinds of improper comparisons and analogies. So just like the person learning the halachas has to be guarded, the wool shorn from the sheep to which the halachas are compared to has to be guarded. It requires a tikkun of medama. Exactly. V'alkein tzrichen litein reishis hagez la'kohen. And this is why we give those first shearings of the wool to the kohen, who is ish ha-chesed. Kohen is always associated with chesed. Shehu b'chinas ahava digdusha. He represents holy love, a love, a proper love, a healthy love, a love for holiness and goodness. Shehu hepech hamedameh, which is the opposite of medame, the medame of the Sitra Achra, who tries to make a person be attracted to all kinds of unholy love. the wrong kind of love, to like the wrong things. Why do we do this? Why do we give it to the Kohen? Kedei lahachmia hamedame. In order, by connecting it, by plugging in the world to the Kohen, who is chesed, who is avod kedusha, by that we subdue and we defeat the medame of the sitrachra. Velizkois sheyia hagiza kodesh. And thereby make these sharings of wool holy. So that the garments that are going to be made from these wool sharings, which we said represent revelations in Torah, chaluka de rabbanan, the garment of the rabbis, that they should be made from a holy das, which comes from the kohen, shehu hepech hamedame, which is the opposite of the medame, shehu bechinas, which is the opposite of medame. Just the same, hadastik dusha, which comes through a kohen, which comes from the kohen, who is the opposite of medame, shehu bechinas dastik dusha. The kohen is the concept of das of kedusha and avodik dusha. Kemavoyer shem b'maim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran.